In true crime, we all know the names and the stories of the most popular serial killers, but I was surprised I had never heard of one of the most demented serial killers to have ever lived. Her name was Elizabeth Bathory. She did some unspeakable evil crimes, and we will delve into her story tonight. Countess Elizabeth Bathory from Transylvania. She was born in 1560 to parents who were a noble family. Her parents were first cousins, and they did this to keep the bloodline alive. So, of course, Elizabeth would have some issues with her health, probably due to the inbreeding. She was sickly as a child, and then she began having seizures. Her parents used some of the most unconventional methods to treat their daughter. Treatments included rubbing blood of a non-sufferer on the lips of Elizabeth or giving a mix of blood and a piece of skull to drink. And that's just sick. Speculations is that Elizabeth's killings during her later life could have been efforts to cure the illness she had since childhood, although there is no conclusive hard evidence to support this. It was only part of it, that was for sure. When Elizabeth was just 10 years old, her parents had arranged a marriage. And by the age of 13, it has been said that she became pregnant by a peasant boy. And a woman who was trusted in the community was paid to take the baby. Due to her social status and that she had been engaged from the age of 10 years old, it was a political move by her family into the family she was going to marry into. She married a man or boy. His name was Fernick Nadasty. I'm sorry if I butchered that name. Son of Baron Tomas Nadasty. She married him when she was 15 years old and he was just 19. Due to Elizabeth's higher social standing than her husband's, she refused to take his name. So he took her surname, Bathory. His wedding present to Elizabeth was a castle in Hungary. Elizabeth eventually earned the nickname, the Blood Countess, due to the rumors that she killed virgins and bathed in their blood. Although this part of the story has never been proven, it very well could have been true. Elizabeth was known to torture her servants and peasants. She liked to put pin needles under the fingernails of her victims. It has been said that her husband liked to torture too, and that he had a custom torture chamber made to the likes and wants of his wife. She liked to tie her victims down and smash needles into their nails. And after that, smear them with honey, tie them down, and release bees to attack them. She was truly sadistic, and one wonders, how did she come up with these awful ways to torture? Mainly because she was a psychopath. I guess psychopaths, you know, they don't think like the normal people in society, of course, and there were other multiple ways that she did torture these poor innocent girls. And they were ages 10 to 14. The Count participated in many of her tortures, but even he tried to curb her insanity. When he died in the early 1600s, things got extremely worse. She had a former nurse of hers and a local witch abduct peasant girls for her to torture and murder. Now she moved on to murder. If she hadn't, when her husband was around, she was now. She liked to bite chunks of flesh off her victims. And when you think it couldn't get any worse, well, it did. She even bit off a chunk of flesh from a poor girl and made her cook and eat her own flesh. Elizabeth was said to have thought that human blood would keep her young and vibrant looking and also keep her healthy. Some think this goes back to her childhood treatments that her parents gave her, and she may have thought this was normal. Elizabeth killed so many servants and peasants that they were buried on the castle grounds all over. And she got away with that because of her royalty. It was not until she wanted to torture and murder girls of a higher ranking in society that she got in trouble. And what she did was she opened a etiquette type school in the castle as a ruse to get more victims. And because of that, because she killed and tortured these noble women, she was now unable to keep up the killings as a secret, that is. And at the time of her arrest, there were mutilated, dying, and dead found at the castle. She had 300 witnesses at her trial, her family unable to save her now. So she wasn't sentenced like anyone else would have been, but she was sentenced to the very torture dungeon that her husband had made for her for the rest of her life, which unfortunately only lasted 3 more years, and then she passed away. She was found dead.